It's Wednesday, February 12th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Alma Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this spring at the E4 Experience, coming to Santa Clara March 13th and Washington, D.C. April 3rd. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 178. I am joined by Josh Willett and Bryce Nordstrom talking about privacy. Bryce Nordstrom starts off talking about what integrators can do to educate their clients about where their data is going.
So I think that one of the problems that we have, or one of the things that we have to realize as an industry, is that these companies, Amazon and Google and iRobot, if they're selling data from their vacuums to third parties or making that third party available, what we have to realize is that they're going to move at a much faster pace than what our industry is typically capable of keeping up with. From both an investment, you know, you have to invest in a lot of time and manpower to actually understand and look at all of these things and see what's going on. From an investment perspective, and then from a product perspective, you have to go out and buy these products, and you have to live with them, and you have to understand them, and you have to do all these things in order to confidently go into a client's home and say, you know, this is the issue with this, and this is possibly a privacy thing that you may be concerned with, or it's not. It takes a lot of time and money to figure all of this stuff out. And as you can see with this particular scenario, unless you read the article, you probably had no idea that the information was coming from your vacuum and being fed over to another device. And as an industry, what we need to do is follow best practices for privacy. And a lot of that starts with, you know, fortunately for access networks, it starts with network implementation and being able to isolate IoT devices. Most IoT devices now talk to the cloud before they talk to anything else in the house. And they go out and come back in, meaning they go to the cloud, they come back down to your device. So even if your device is on a different subnet within the house, it still can talk to that device based on it being communicating through whatever cloud service they're using. So you look at what Apple's doing and what Apple announced recently with where they're going. I think it was Apple, but they're going to be providing a separate VLAN capability for IoT devices. Which is, you know, something that if you're a network savvy individual, you can already do a lot of those things. Yep. So those best practices are important. The reality, though, I think is it just takes a lot of time and money to stay up with it. And, you know, luckily we have people in the media that are doing some of that homework for us, because I wouldn't have realized that my robot, because I have one of these robot vacuums, I don't have no idea that it was talking to somebody else. You know, I thought it was just cleaning my floor. So it's an interesting thing to try and keep track of and to try and stay on top of. And if you follow best practices for installation and for design, you can protect most of your clients from these kind of things.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.